We have heard the story of the Transfiguration. To tell the story is one thing. To try to explain it is yet another. You and I have never had that kind of an experience. But we do know that many times in life we have had the experience of some kind of enlightenment, moments of illumination, new insights, where things fell together into a pattern. We have had those moments in life when, at least for a little while, our vision cleared. Doubt, cynicism fled away for a while. And faith seemed to be the most real, the most reasonable thing in all the world. We all have those moments. The poet Browning called them moments sure, though seldom, when the spirit's true endowments stand out from the false. There's no doubt that we all need to have those kind of moments, because so often mountaintop moments are necessary, particularly in times such as these. Today, pessimism seems to be the prevailing mood of the hour. There's a general distrust of the political system. There's doubt, uneasiness today concerning the economy, a growing skepticism concerning society's ability today to correct its course, solve its many problems, and of course the growing polarity within the official church. It is during such times as these that we do indeed need to remember better days. Now, by that I do not mean happier times. We're not advocating trying to turn back to some kind of nostalgic romanticism when theoretically there were days better. We're speaking this morning of the mountaintop moments of our spirit, when in faith we recognize that great things were great, and that life can be filled with renewed hope. It is then that we are at our best. Although we always admit that we all do have good days and bad days, that just happens to be the inevitable part of living. But then we have the critical question, which kind do we deem to be the most valid? On which kind do we end up basing the very meaning of our lives? On our mountaintop moments or our dark days of despair? Now, the truth is that both kind of days are very real. The high and the low, the good and the bad. But as we go through the pilgrimage of life, there comes a time when we all need to identify ourselves with either one or the other. Since eventually we discover that the art of great living does lie in identifying ourselves with our best moments, with our highest hopes. And then as we go through life, becoming, little by little, becoming, integrating those moments and those hopes more and more. Now, that kind of approach to life is both very real and valid. We learn to refuse to believe that the clouds have more validity than sunshine, or that despair is more authentic than real hope. In our finest moments, We do believe in the finest things about ourselves and others. Now, I know that none of us has ever had the privilege of speaking, talking face to face with Jesus or Moses or Elijah, but we all have had the occasions when the pattern of life for a little while would come into a clear focus and the very best things became real to us. And that, you might say, is the very essence of what we would call wisdom. To begin to really believe in those mountaintop moments and to base our lives upon them, even when we walk back into the dark valley of reality of everyday living. It's true that we do ask very much more of life than we expect if we think that we're going to avoid days of discouragement. We are going to have days of darkness and discouragement, and we might just as well get ready for them. The question is not whether they will come to us, but how will we live through them? We need not be at their mercy. When they do come, we should always be able to remember and to continue to believe in and base our lives upon the mountaintop moments that, as we become older, increase more and more in number. As one becomes older, the gift of wisdom becomes stronger. And those mountaintop moments of life become just as real, just as valid, as any days of discouragement. And there's one more very important fact to remember. That it is very often the bad times that we live through that, for some mysterious reason, bring out the very best in us.